Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, im Sech des Erechen, Perik Vav, Mishnah Hei, Echad HaMagdish Es Nechosav. Whether this person is Magdish, all of his Nechosim, all of his property to Hegdish. The Echad HaMarech Es Atzmai, or this person made a promise to donate his Erechen to Hegdish. He said, whatever my worth is, I give to Hegdish. And the Gizbar now comes knocking on the door for the Mashkin. Zakta Mishnah, here's what the Gizbar cannot take. Ein loy loy biksus ishtay v'loy biksus banav. He does not have the right to take the clothes of the person's wife or the clothes of his children, says the Batanura, because that's not his. See, once a person gives the clothes to his wife or children, even though he's mechuyev to give it to them, but then the clothes belongs to the ones who got it, the wife or children, even if they didn't wear it yet. So the Rishonim explained it over here. So if I say I'm magdish all of my property to Hegdish, that does not include the clothes of my wife and children, because it's not mine. And I can't give to Hegdish something that's not mine. And for that matter, the Gizbar can't take it as a mashkin. Can't take somebody else's thing as a mashkin for me to pay my chayiv. So again, Zakta Mishnah, Ein loy loy biksus ishtay, the Gizbar cannot take the clothes of his wife, v'loy biksus banav, not the clothes of his children. Let's say I took some garments and I brought it into a person that was a dyer. Tseva means paint. Right? Remember from the Lamates Malachas? Soveya is one of the Lamates Malachas, the color things. And I say, please color this. It's a color that would be appropriate for his wife or children. Once I do that, it already kind of belongs to his wife and child. Even though, says the Bat Tanura, he didn't give it to them yet. Vaitra says the Mishnah v'lei b'sandolim chadashim shel lekachan lishman. Even though they're new shoes, and he bought it for their sake, and they didn't wear it yet. But it belongs to them from when he bought it. Wait a second. If I remember correctly, what did we learn in Mishnah Gimel? Didn't we say that he comes to take a pledge, he can't take away the Marich's clothes, the person that made the Erichin promises clothes, but that he could take the clothes of his wife and children? And the answer is we explained it then in Mishnah Gimel. Once he gave it to them, then it belongs to them. Zakta Mishnah Vayta. Let's say I'm an apitropos. Apitropos means I'm a trustee. I'm in charge, let's say, of property that belongs to Yisayinim. And I have to sell some of it in order to give them parnasa. So I have to try to find the best price that shaykh. Sell it in the best way that shaykh. So let's say he's selling an eved. So the apitropos shouldn't just sell him, should buy him the nicest clothes, because then the eved will get a better price. People will see him dressed in nicer clothes. Ah, he looks better. So the apitropos, let's say, will go out and purchase a nice suit for him that's going to cost 30 dinar. Why? Because now he can lift the price by 100 dinar. So the yisayim are gaining 70. Wait a second. The Gemara says in Masechtas Bava Metzi, you're not allowed to fool people. If you're selling a product, you're not allowed to make it look better than it is. The teretz is no. That's if you're fooling the person. Let's say the eved really has a white beard. I'm going to dye it black, make him look younger. That you're not allowed to do because you're lying. You're making him look younger than he is. But if I'm not changing his face, I'm just giving him better clothing, I'm not lying. I'm just making what is look better. That you're allowed to do. Let's say the apitropos is selling a cow for the assignment. Don't just sell it any day. Wait for the market day. Then you get a better price. Let's say he's selling a pearl. Don't just sell it where you are. Go up to the big city. There you can get a better price. There are shirim over there that want to buy things. They can afford to pay more. So that's all true when you're selling things for Yisayim. It's not the case when it comes to Hegdash. Let's see the Mishnah. Zakt Deilige Mishnah af al pisha amr, even though we said, avadim nimkarim biksusa, that an Evet should be sold in nicer clothing. L'shevach. Don't just sell him in not such nice clothing. Make a cheshm. Shem telokach like sos b'shloishim dinner. If the apitropos, who's selling this for the assignment, if he's going to go buy clothes now for 30 dinner, mashbiachu mana. The price for this eved will go up by 100. People will say, oh, he looks good. I'm going to buy him for 100 more than whatever the price was. V'chein parah, the same is true if he's selling a cow for them. If you're going to wait li'itlis to the day of the market, you're going to get more. There's something called supply and demand. The more people trying to buy something, price goes up. The chain margol, the same is true for a pearl. Im malanoi silakrach, if you bring it up to the big city where there are soicharim, mishabachazi, you'll get a better price. But in regard to hegdish, we don't say this. When it comes to hegdish, the rule is ein lehegdish ela makoimai v'shatai. When it comes to hegdish, you sell it wherever you are. What it is, you don't invest more money or wait for a later time because you're going to get a better price. This is learned from Sukkim. The Pasuk says, V'nasen esa ekecha b'yoyim ahu, kaidish l'shem. On that day, b'yoyim ahu, don't push it off. The Rambam explains, the Batnura quotes the Rambam. You push something off, sometimes it doesn't happen. It could lead to a hefsid. So by the assignment, we're taking a risk. We're hoping it'll lead to a harvacha. By Hegdish, it says you can't take that risk. Okay, we learned in our Mishnah. Whether a person is Magdish is Nechasim, or he says, my Erechin upon myself, the Gizber cannot take clothes that was already given to his wife or given to his children, or even if it was already given to the dyer to color it the right color for his wife and children, or shoes that he purchased for them, even though they didn't wear it yet, those are not his. But if he didn't give it to them yet, then he can't hold the Gizber back and say, oh, don't take that money, I needed to buy clothes for my wife. It's true, you're mechuyif to buy clothes for your wife and children, but right now, Hegdish does have a right to hold it as a mashkin. Although when it comes to selling for Yesayimim, you invest money sometimes. The Apitrapas will buy better clothes for the Eves, you get a better price for him. He may spend 30 dinar on the clothes, and you're going to jack up the price by 100. Or you'll wait when it comes to, let's say, selling a cow for the Yesayim, wait for the market day, or selling a pearl, bring it up to the city with our more Seichrim. When it comes to Heglish, we don't say that. It's sold in its place and right away.